Gather up your house plants and put them next to the speakers of your radio, because the record you're hearing right now was designed to help them grow better. Or give you a really big headache and make you wonder what that terrible noise is over that lovely, easy listening music. I'm John Mosier. If you're a collector of vintage vinyl records like I am, chances are you've seen a few strange ones here and there. And for me, those are the most interesting. You see, there was a period of time when just about anything could make it on a vinyl record. And there's a mysterious and eccentric world of releases that came out roughly during the 50s through the 80s, generally classified as the instructional record. For decades, relegated to moldy cardboard boxes stuffed under more desirable sections of used record stores, or lurking on a shelf at a flea market, or at an estate sale next to that ancient hi-fi set, these are records whose dusty old grooves can unlock the secrets to persuasive selling, or save you the discomfort of having to talk to your kid about sex education.
This is a good idea. Chance for us to have a little talk.
Why, sure, Dad. What's cooking?
You mind if I smoke in your room?
Oh, I know, Dad. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Remember the last time we talked about this old body of ours, Bob?
Yeah, I remember, Dad.
No. Remember I told you that when two people get married, they become like one person.
Maybe best not to smoke in the boy's room. Instructional records can also teach you how to play bongos.
First, the right hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And, of course, help you lose weight.
Low-calorie, high-protein foods appeal to you, satisfy you the most, and bring you the greatest pleasure.
Because back before there was the internet, and apparently reading a book just wouldn't cut it, chances are you could learn about it by buying a record. Get me in a record store or an estate sale, and I'll skip right over the endless piles of 70s rock records and head straight for the weird stuff. It's too bad my regular life keeps me so busy, because if I had more time, by now, I'd be an amazing dancer.
By following the simple diagrams in the manual and listening carefully to the record, you will find yourself dancing almost immediately.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Ready, set, and begin. In place, 2, 3, 4, and up, 2, 3, 4, and back, 2, 3, 4, and turn, 2, 3.
I'd certainly hone my math skills.
In this manner, we have associated with each element of set A exactly one element of set B.
Yeah, maybe not. But I might buy a bird and train it to talk.
Hello, pretty bird. Hello, pretty bird. Hello, pretty bird. Hello, pretty bird.
I'd learn how to speak Russian.
Good evening. Добрый вечер. Good night. Спокойной ночи.
I could also learn the art of CB communication.
Breaker 1-9er, are there any Smokies with ears on?
What you have just heard is an actual CB conversation. This recording is designed to help you in that communication by making you aware of the uses and limitations and laws of CB communication, as well as making you feel at ease behind a microphone.
I would probably also have a really sweet bomb shelter in the backyard, stocked with everything I need. This one even comes with a detailed booklet.
After you've heard the following list, you may want to play it again while you copy down the food you'll need. The first item is milk. Dry, non-fat, 20 ounces. Evaporated, 14 ounces.
How about learning from a record how to be a ventriloquist?
All right, Danny. The first thing to learn is that ventriloquism is basically the art of being able to talk without moving your lips.
Yeah, no kidding. But how do you know if this guy's even doing it well by listening on a vinyl record? If you're into astrology, there are a ton of these.
Capricorn people are serious, quiet, and thoughtful. And they possess great dignity and enjoy feelings of confidence in themselves. They are cautious, economical, and practical. And being of the Earth sign family, they act only after careful consideration. They're ambitious and can work hard and long on one project without becoming discouraged.
I'd let that one play a little longer, because that is totally me. This one gives us the basics of ESP and how to levitate a table with your friends.
Now listen carefully to these instructions and ideas. Sometime during these remarks, you're going to feel the table start to move and to tilt.
And these apparently are actual business letters that I could use to work on my shorthand or my steno skills.
Dear Harold, since you have asked for my suggestions, here are a few points I think you should bring out in your talk to the sales managers at the business show.
And then there are the really weird ones. I guess you're supposed to make love to the rhythms of this one. In this one, you can use to hypnotize yourself into a deep, restful sleep.
I attain new energy by the power of positive thinking. I maintain that energy through the healing, soothing ministration of deep, deep, deep relaxation.
And this one? Well, I can't air much of this one, and I really don't know what to tell you about this, other than it was the 1970s.
The tongue is the consummate instrument of pleasure. To increase its flexibility, its allure, its potency as a lethal weapon of lovemaking, I exercise it as I would any other part of my body.
Okay. And this next one is bug sounds. Just lots and lots of bug sounds.
The high wing beat rate of the mosquito is common. Here she is, flying near our pillow at night.
Just in case you wanted a record with the sound of a mosquito buzzing next to your pillow. And this one apparently is for medical students. I'm pretty sure that's a heartbeat. Would you believe me if I told you that I owe my career to a 6-LP set put out by the Columbia School of Broadcasting on how to be a successful radio announcer? And this one as well, it's called You Be a Disc Jockey. Side 2 takes out the disc jockey's voice and provides a script so you can read along and play the part.
With this record and the scripts that are included, you become a disc jockey. You introduce the records. You interview Dee Dee Sharp and Bobby Rydell. You become the star of your own record show. After listening to this record a few times, you should be able to do it perfectly.
It seemed to have worked for me. I have other records that you can drum along to or play guitar to, and the list goes on and on. So, next time you find yourself browsing some old records, keep an eye out for the weird ones. You never know what you might learn. And if it's not your thing, let me know, and maybe I'll add it to my collection. And now, you can put your houseplants back up next to the radio speakers. For WDET, I'm John Mosier. Thanks for listening. That was a lot. And now I think we all ought to take a little time just to relax.
Every muscle, every tendon, every nerve of your body relaxing and simply letting go, and you're learning to let that happen. As you relax, you make no effort, you have no responsibility. Let the sound of my voice guide you. Deeper and deeper relaxed, each and every word, no matter what I may say.